This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Scram in to do something that I don't normally do as we kick off the 4 o'clock hour. Coming up at 5 o'clock, stay tuned, don't go anywhere. It is our Padres weekly roundtable. The first of this regular season. It was recorded this morning with myself, Tony Gwynn Jr., Ben Higgins, Craig and Annie, or Annie and Craig, Annie and Elston.
Yes.
Sorry, I want to get that right. We were all involved, and we were all talking Padres and every single possible angle of the first nine games and what is likely to come for the Padres. So
now, do you know who comes up with these topics and questions?
I don't, but Ben Higgins seemed to me that he was the guy.
All right.
And he did a really nice job.
Well, I trust Ben with that.
I do, too. I don't trust me with doing it. So it was good that Ben did it.
If it were up to Tony, he'd be like, can we just have this in like 70 games?
Yes. I mean, if it was up to Tony, he'd be like, this is ridiculous to have a roundtable nine games into the season. But I think you'll enjoy it. It's commercial-free, and you'll get to hear it between 5 and 6 o'clock, which means this is our de facto happy hour today, Scraby.
De facto, yes.
And it's going to kick off with Chris versus the fans here in just a minute. But here's what I'm going to do that I don't normally do. I'm going to double down on what I said in the last segment.
Oh,
The more I read this story about Rashee Rice, my blood is just boiling. I can't help myself. I know your attorney and your job is to protect your client. But these comments are just, they're almost, it's like you don't respect me or anyone else in making the comments that you made.
What specifically
are you talking about?
And I'm talking about
the attorney. Well, I'm going to start with he's a young man that made a mistake.
I don't have a problem with that.
Well, I do because, as I said before, that's not a mistake when you knowingly do something that's wrong and stupid. When you knowingly do it, you're not making a mistake. You weren't trying to do well, and it just didn't work out. You were doing something that you knew was stupid and idiotic and against the law and against everything else, and yet you did it anyway.
I've been there, so I can't judge.
Well, I have too, and I can judge. I think I still can judge. I really do. And this notion that his heart goes out to those who were injured, you brought this up, Scrape. Where was your heart when the crash happened and you drove away?
That I don't get behind.
I can't give you that one, and I really don't even like this one. That Rice will, quote, do everything in his power to bring back their life to as normal as possible in terms of their injuries and in terms of property damage. I am sick and tired of money being able to cover every stupid thing that you do out there.
Oh, well.
And he has an obligation to do, you know, what, pay everybody's hospital bills? Buy new cars for everybody?
But that doesn't matter.
But that can't change what they all had to go through. There's no way.
And if someone has a life-altering injury, say they break their leg and they can't run anymore or something like that.
That's a great call, Scram. And we don't know.
Yeah, we don't know
what everybody's got. Anyway, if I'm particularly perturbed about this one. It's because I drive in my car like you do pretty much every day up and down the 15 freeway or wherever. And invariably, there's at least one hole who will drive 115 miles per hour weaving in and out of traffic past me. I am so tired of it. And I don't think I'm the only one.
No, you're not, because I see it every day as well. I drive a lot farther than you do each day, and I see it all the time. And it's really dangerous, and these people just don't care. Like, see that right there, Chris, you've changed my mind. Because now I'm thinking about when I see someone go racing by me at 115 miles an hour,
yeah.
I think, what if that person got into a crash? And I would be very angry, because these people, you and I, or just driving to our job or driving to the grocery store, whatever we're doing.
I'm not talking about speeding out there. Like
driving over 100, being dangerous.
It's weaving in and out at 100, you know, at all hours of the day. That is just, it is so selfish. It is so, there's nothing good that can come of this except for the apparent thrill that you, the driver, are getting. But you're having no regard at all for the rest of society.
Yeah.
I get so mad at this stuff. So this Rashi Rice is just in my crosshairs, that's all.
Well, and Sandy on the chat is agreeing with you. Yes, I've seen that almost every day, too. I am also upset with that. J-Mac said they pass you only for you to catch them on the next light, which they do have.
Sometimes that
happens.
They've
done studies where, like, they take the speeder and they take the person driving the speed limit, and the speeder only gets to their destination like 3 minutes before or something.
If that.
Yeah.
All right.
But it's just ridiculous. People drive safe.
I'm sorry for my harangue. You know, it was a little much, but it's something that really ticks me off. All right, let's have some fun. Let's play a little Chris versus the fans. Let's give you a chance to qualify for that trip. The two-night stay at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino, two tickets to Kool and the Gang, celebrate! Back by popular demand after multiple sold-out shows, the legendary funk group Kool and the Gang returns to the stage at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino with their residency. It's through all of 2024. You can get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com, or you can win a couple on Chris versus the Fans. The Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino features newly designed premier rooms, part of their $70 million room renovations. Home of the legendary Vegas Fun. You're also going to win a pair of tickets to see Eric Clapton at Pechanga Arena on October the 8th. You will actually win those. You don't even qualify. You win those.
Yeah, those are yours.
And that goes on sale. The tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. AXS.com. That's AXS.com. It was a long lead-in, but it was worth it.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
This is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know Gen 4.
Chris versus the Fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Drizzy on the chat says, what about slow drivers in the fast lane? Infuriating as well.
It is. That's dangerous. It's dangerous. And it's a similar thing in a lot of ways. You're motoring along at 40 miles an hour, not caring about the rest of the world.
Yes. Also, have you ever seen those people that drive on the shoulder to pass traffic? Those are just as bad. Yes, they are. I had someone do that today. Also, Chris, now that we're on this, this is a good topic for me. I had someone today who needed to get off an exit, was in the third lane left from the exit,
okay,
decided to slam on their brakes and just make everybody around them have to swerve because they needed to get off on that exit. Again, I have said this a million times, if you're not a better planner and you miss your exit, you go to the next one like everybody else and you make your way back. That's not my fault. You can't slam on your brakes on the freeway, people. Boom. Chris, why did you do this to me? Now I'm all fired up.
How about people who use the diamond lane to circumvent waiting in the on the red light to get on the freeway? How about those people?
Oh, you mean like someone who? Metering lights.
The what?
The traffic metering lights on
the metering lights.
Yes,
right.
Okay.
We're waiting with the rest of the world, and there goes Joe Bozo with no one in his car driving right by because he doesn't feel like he needs to wait.
Well, his name's Joe Bozo. I might have to let him go.
I don't want to just put it on guys. I've seen gals doing the same thing.
That is also wrong. You cannot.
I want them all
and you
to
know
get
what?
Pulled over. And sometimes they do.
They do. And you know what, Chris? That is a very, very expensive ticket, too.
Good. Lock them up. Throw away the key.
How about the people that can't read that two are supposed to go at a time and not one? That is also very annoying when you're like, go! And then it changes red and then you have to wait again for another cycle through.
Yeah, man. That's like 4 seconds out of your life.
Man, we're starting this game real late today. So.
All right, Chris versus the fans. Here we go.
Oh, I need to read the rules.
Give me the rules.
You have to make it through 3 questions. Each question will get more difficult as we go along. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question. Or you win. The good guys, 23rd McGuire's Del Mar Nationals are happening right now, or tomorrow, actually, sorry. Starting tomorrow, April 5th through the 7th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. To register your vehicle or purchase tickets, visit www.good-guys.com/DMN. Man, I can't talk this week.
I get mad sometimes, darn it.
It's been a rough week. All right. Let's get to our first contestant now.
I know. Now I have to. Wait a minute.
And if you're a first time player, let us know.
Hang on, Script. Before I try to clear my mind and answer questions.
Okay. What was that?
That was my meditation.
Oh, I see what you're doing.
My audible meditation.
I see what you're doing, Brandon. He said, what about cars that back in? How do you guys feel about that?
He's trying to get me going again.
So I parked in a.
Hey, you know what? No one gets hurt. When you're backing your car in, it's not on the same level as what we're talking about here.
I backed in my car to my parents' driveway the other day on the cameras. My mom sent me a screenshot and said, I thought you don't back in your car.
Good for your mom.
I said, no, it's not. It infuriated me.
Way to go, Mom.
All right, here we go. Let's get to our first contestant.
Hold him responsible.
I believe. Sean is our first contestant. Sean, are you there?
Yep, how are you doing?
Good. Are you ready to play?
I'm waiting for somebody to come on and go, I'm just speeding along here, guys.
First time player, by the way.
Oh, he's a first time player.
Playa.
Are you currently driving the speed limit?
I'm actually, yes, the traffic is slow.
Yeah, he has no choice. All right, okay. Very good, Sean. Good
here
luck.
Here we go. We're going to skip question number one with you being a first time player. Here's question number two. Coming into today, which Dodger has struck out the most in baseball?
As a batter or a pitcher?
As a batter.
Struck out.
Yeah, who has struck out the most?
No idea.
Stay there, though. You never know.
It's always smart if you don't know to not guess.
Yes, because
if you guess wrong, then that gives me an eliminator. Well, I'm just going to go with my favorite Dodger. I don't know. Max Muncy.
Oh, yeah. I wish I had the clip ready.
It is old Max.
It is old Max.
Strikes out a lot. Sorry about that. Yeah. Sean, thanks for joining us. Play again. Please play again.
You never can tell
when I'll miss a few, and things will work out.
So all right. Let's go to Rich.
Don't let that deter you.
In Chula Vista. Rich, how are you?
Hi, Rich.
What's up, fellas? How you doing?
Pretty good. Are you currently driving the speed limit?
I'm parked, man.
But
take it on my boy Rashid, man. I'm a Chiefs fan, so.
Well, this has nothing to do with being a Chiefs fan.
I liked
him the player as well. I don't like this incident too well, though. Sorry.
We'll see. Actions speak louder than words, I think.
That's
true.
Hopefully that's a good point.
Hopefully he'll come back from this.
That's a good point.
Fair.
All right, here we go, Rich. Are we going to question number one? Yes, we're going to question number one. What logo do the Detroit Tigers have on their hat?
Man, I don't even know. It's a capital D, isn't it?
That works.
It's good enough.
That works for me.
I think the official description would be an old English style D.
Yes, but I think
capital D will do just fine.
I wish they had a tiger jumping across their hat instead. All right, here we go, Rich. Question number two. Those are those things where listeners have told me they've rolled their eyes at me in the car for bad jokes. So that was one of them. What high school did Pirates outfielder Connor Joe go to here in San Diego? Joe. He went to high school here in San Diego. We've mentioned this quite a few times, so hopefully you've picked it up.
Yeah, I think it was Poway, wasn't it?
Wow.
Okay.
Boy, Rich.
All right.
That's right.
Connor,
he's a Poway
Joe.
Guy.
And Connor Joe.
Well done.
All right, here we go. Question number three. Chris gets this wrong. You get it right. You're qualified for Vegas, and you're going to Eric Clapton. Here we go.
Everything's on the line.
Everything
Rich.
Is on the line. And this one is very tough.
Oh,
it's
boy.
A question number three.
Oh, boy.
What player hit a 12th inning walk-off home run off the left field foul pole in Game 6 of the 1975 World Series? This is maybe in Chris's wheelhouse. I will repeat it. What player hit a 12th inning walk-off home run off the left field foul pole in Game 6 of the 1975 World Series?
Good Lord.
I'm going to have to...
Man, I don't have to.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Stay there, Rich, because you can win if Chris gets this wrong.
Yeah, there's no way I'm going to miss this, though. It's one of the most famous games in baseball history. Carlton Fisk is the Hall of Famer's name. Who hit the home run? Off the foul pole.
Yes.
The opposing
Sorry,
pitcher was Pat Darcy of the Cincinnati
okay,
Reds.
So even if I ask the pitcher question,
yeah.
Rich, appreciate you
Sorry
playing.
Sorry about
Good
that,
job.
Rich. Thanks for playing.
All right, let's go to our next contestant.
You know, it's an interesting point by Rich there. Was it Rich? Yeah. He said, you know, I'm a Kansas City Chiefs fan. So, you know, I don't know that you should be so harsh on Rashi Rice. I think that's interesting because it brings up my whole thing with Tyreek Hill.
It does.
Like, I don't like Tyreek Hill, the guy.
Yeah.
But I think I can separate the two and root for him on a Sunday.
I don't think you can, though.
No?
No.
So,
no. That's like saying, and I know these are two very extreme things, but that's like saying that I'm still going to listen to my R. Kelly because I love R. Kelly and just forget about everything that he's done.
Hmm. I don't know. I might have to discuss that further someday.
Okay. All right.
But it was just interesting that Rich was like, well, you're kind of picking on Rashi Rice. I'm not picking on the Chief. I'm picking on the driver of that
vehicle,
Lamborghini.
Which was Rashi Rice. Yeah. I don't know if it's Rashi or Rashi.
Yeah.
But anyway.
All right. Move on.
Let's go to our next contestant, David. David, how are you?
Doing great, guys. How you doing?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Here we go. Question number one. What round did the Padres select former Padre Mackenzie Gore in the 2017 NFL draft? Or NFL, MLB draft. Sorry.
Repeat that one more time.
Yes. As long as you're not Googling. What round was former Padre Mackenzie Gore selected in the 2017 MLB draft?
I want to go with lucky number three.
Lucky number three?
So you're saying third round?
Yeah.
Yes, third round.
Unfortunately not. Stay there.
I thought it was first round, wasn't he? I'm not good on drafts, but I thought it was first
Sorry,
round.
David.
Sorry, David.
All right. We started this game way too late.
All right. Well, you want to take a break and come back and finish it? We can always do that. Or what do you want to do? You're the producer.
Let's take a break and come back and try to finish it.
All right. Stick online there. We'll get to the rest of you contestants here shortly. Got to take a break first. The Marlins, they have done it. We'll tell you what they've done when we come back.
Oh, okay.
After traffic on Gwen and Chris. All right, it's a two-part Chris versus the fans today.
Uh-oh. Is your voice going?
No, I thought the microphone was going.
Oh, your voice does sound okay.
I'm okay.
All right.
Two-part Chris versus the fans today. We have some more questions and some more contestants. Nobody has won yet. So trying to qualify for the trip to Las Vegas. Also, Eric Clapton tickets. The Marlins, as mentioned, did it. They lost their eighth in a row. Congratulations, Marlins. They did what all bad teams do, Scrape. They blew a 5-2 lead, gave up five in the seventh inning, was the deciding inning there. Cardinals come back to win 8-5. So Marlins are 0-8. Excuse me, they can take solace in this, Scrabe.
Mm.
They have a long way to go to set the all-time record. The worst losing streak ever.
Let me guess.
to let you guess. I told
six,
you.
I was gonna make it dramatic.
Oh, you're gonna make it dramatic. Yeah, the longest losing streak ever to begin a season is the 1988 Baltimore Orioles, who had on their team Cal Ripken and Eddie Murray, two Hall of Famers, along with San Diego's own Fred Lynn. I mean, they had some players. That team started an unbelievable 0-21. If you can believe that.
0-21?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
They were outscored by an average of 4 runs per game in those 21 losses. An average of 4 runs per game. Not, you know what I mean? Like, they got beat by more than that most of the time.
Can you imagine if the Padres started 0-21? Which can't happen, so I'm not jinxing anything before I get the messages.
I can imagine how you've been. Oh, in the event that they've started 4-5.
You would join me if they were 0-21. You would.
I'm not going to even go there because
okay, it's not possible.
They're not 0-21.
All right.
All right, back to the questions we go.
Oh, yes, yes, the questions. That's what we're doing over here. Chris versus the fans. Now, let me get back to the contestants, and the contestants are all ready to go.
Good.
Let's find our longest holding player, and that would be Riley. All right. Thank you for holding. How are you today?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good.
Hello, Riley.
You ready to play?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Oh, I need to find... There it is. Question number one. Joey Gallo now plays for what team?
Tough one.
Is it?
I think so.
They put... I'm not sure.
You're not sure?
I guess I'll go with... The Marlins.
The Marlins. Can you try the
Marlins? Stay there, though.
He just came up to bat like 5 minutes
ago
on the screen.
What?
Sorry about that.
I got to give him another question.
No, you don't.
No, I do.
He didn't come up to bat. He did not come up to bat. He's in this game, though.
But did you see that he was on the team because of the TV?
No, I'm preparing for my big fantasy draft Saturday, and I've been scouting everything.
That's what you're doing? Oh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Scouting Joey Gallo?
I'm not. I had to see what team he was on, though.
Well, you just say the team.
Nationals.
Hey, Riley, sorry, call back Riley. Again. I'm sorry.
Try it again.
That.
Yeah, you ran into bad luck there.
I didn't realize that there was a Nationals game on TV. Didn't put it together.
Right over your shoulder.
All right, let's go to our next contestant, Andy. Andy, how are you?
Oh, I'm great. Howdy do.
Howdy
hey,
do.
Very good, Andy. Very good. You know, my voice is starting to feel the effects a little bit.
Yes, I think it's all that time.
Screaming of Rashi Rice
was
taking its toll here.
All right, here we go. Question number one for Andy. We just talked about him. What college basketball team does Kareem Abdul-Jabbar or Milt Chamberlain or Larry Nerd play for?
God. I don't remember.
You don't remember. Chris?
Indiana State. There's a picture of him on the front of ESPN right now.
Everywhere my questions are going, Chris is finding them.
Indiana State and Seton Hall are tied at 22, by the way.
Well, that's why he's
midway through
the
first half.
That's why he's on the thing. Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. We're going to go to tiebreaker because we cannot. We have to go to tiebreaker. Give me a person.
I'm going to give you Fred Lynn.
Fred Lynn.
Former Oriole, former Padre. Most famously, though, with the Angels and Red Sox, and one of my all-time favorite players growing up. Now lives in San Diego.
Fred
Lynn. You should get him on our show sometime, honestly. I don't know how to find him.
I don't either.
Tony can find him.
Yeah, Tony could.
Tony's got to be able to find him. Fred Lynn would be like, you want to get like me a starstruck guest? Fred Lynn would be that for me.
He has the info on all
great,
that stuff.
Great player.
All right. Fred Lynn. So here we go. Let's go to our, you know what? I've never seen this name before.
You never seen Fred Lynn's name before?
No, no, no.
Oh.
Sandy. Sandy's also a big chatter on YouTube. How are you, Sandy?
I'm great.
All right. So you know how to play the tiebreaker, right?
Yeah, but if you want to explain to everybody, just to give everybody a heads up.
Thank you. Thank you. You just want to hear me mess it up, I think. But basically what happens is I'm going to ask Chris a question, and it's going to have a number answer. So Chris is going to give the answer, and then Sandy's going to guess whether the actual answer is higher or lower. So here we go, Sandy. But Chris, first up.
Yes.
How many times? I'm going to make it hard because you know him. How many times?
Never met him before.
Well, you know him as a player.
That's true.
How many times did he walk in his career?
How many walks did Fred Lynn have?
Do you need to know how many years he played?
I would like to know.
17.
17 years. God, my voice, it's really weird.
Good thing we don't have that last hour.
I know. It's a good thing we're almost done. 17 years for Fred. Fred Lynn was so good. His rookie season was one of the best seasons anybody ever had.
He had 419. He only had 43 at-bats, though.
All right, not that season. His first full season.
He hit 331.
Yeah. He was Rookie of the Year and MVP in the same year.
That's pretty good.
Other than that, he wasn't very good that year. And he led the Red Sox to the World Series.
Okay, how many walks?
1,000.
1,000 walks. Sandy, is the actual answer higher or lower?
I'm going to say lower.
Lower. You are correct. Nice job.
All right, Sandy.
Stay right there. I'm going to get you in the break, and I need to get some information, so stay right there.
How many was it?
857.
Okay.
That's pretty good. 857.
Fred Lynn was so good.
He hit 47 doubles his rookie year.
Yeah. How many RBIs did he have?
He had, where is it? Oh, 105.
I remember he had 10 in one game once against the Tigers.
10 in one game?
Fred Lynn was just all that his rookie season, and he was a Gold Glove winner. Like, beyond Gold Glove winner. He made, like, every... They didn't have the SportsCenter top 10 back then, but he would have made it almost every night. It seemed like he was making some kind of catch at Fenway Park.
I'm looking at his stats, and they're all very, very good. Very
loved
good.
Fred Lynn, 9-time All-Star. And for the longest time, he was the only player ever to hit a Grand Slam in an All-Star game. And I don't know if that record still holds.
Like, I don't remember one.
I don't remember one either. I'll look it up in the break.
But I don't think it has. I think we recently asked that, actually.
Yeah, only player to hit a grand slam in the... I'm not typing very quickly, am I?
We need a little music.
He became the first and still only player to grand slam in the All-Star game 1983.
Wow.
Isn't that weird?
I mean, you would
think that by now somebody would have done that.
I would think that.
But he's the only one.
He is the only one.
All right. Get him on the show, Scrabby. You're tasked with that. We'll take a break and come back with the Big Five. Congratulations again to Sandy. Yeah, the voice just took a turn for the worse like 20 minutes ago.
It just happened.
Right? Just in the middle of a sentence. I was screaming at Rashi Rice for driving too fast. That's what I get, I guess. Trying to protect all of us out on the nation's highways.
You're getting a lot of support in the chat.
From menaces like Rashi
menaces,
Rice.
Menaces, he says.
Yes. All right. There's a Big Five in our future. And then at the top of the hour, we got our roundtable. So stick around between 5 and 6, commercial free, nothing but Padre baseball talk with myself, Tony, and Ben, and also Annie and Elston. It's all coming up at the top of the hour, so don't go anywhere. Before we get to the Big Five, if you're just tuning in, the Miami Marlins extended it. They went to 0-8, lost to the Cardinals today 8-5. The New York Mets almost made it to 0-6. They lost the first game of a doubleheader to the Tigers 6-3 in 11 innings. But thanks to Pete Alonso's tying homer and a walk-off single by Tyrone Taylor, they rallied in the ninth to win the second game 2-1 over the Tigers, handing the Tigers their first loss. So there's no undefeated teams now, Scrabe, in Major League Baseball. I'm surprised. I really thought this was the year somebody was going to go undefeated in Major League Baseball. Yeah, I thought this was the year, but apparently it's not going to happen. And now the Marlins are the only winless team at 0-8. All right, let's check traffic one last time here before we get to the Big Five.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
What are you laughing about over there?
I just realized a couple of things. First of all, I have this really weird habit when I'm watching a baseball game. If a pitcher burns a fastball right down the middle for a strike, sometimes I make the call.
I saw this out of the corner
of my eye. So I went like this and made the call, and then I realized everybody on the YouTube can see me, and they're wondering, what in the world are you doing? Second thing is, I just moved the Ben Higgins picture out from obscurity.
Oh, it's right behind you now.
And I realize on the stream how silly it looks.
No, people love Ben so
staring
much
at me
that they would love to have Ben in the background. At least Hang they on. Don't have to see the other picture
Wait
that's off camera.
Hang on, there he is right
You're
here.
Tapping him on the head.
Tapping him on the head. Hello, Ben.
Hello, Ben. All right. By the way, you're not the only one who does it with the umpire thing.
Oh, yeah?
I even go a step further.
What do? You yell it out?
I go, hey!
Okay, well, I didn't do that.
You didn't, but we all do it, Chris.
I did it the other night on the couch. My wife was like, what are you doing?
Just being like, I'm just calling the game. Call
right
the game.
It's right down the pipe. Got to swing away.
I love it.
Hey! Yeah.
Number five.
I tried to do the John Tompain the other day, and it broke my back. So.
Oh, John Tompain, my favorite umpire in baseball.
The Reaper.
Worked the game yesterday.
Padres
never lose when he's back behind home plate. You mark my words.
All right. Number five. Did I already play that?
Number five.
Simple question. I'm up first. Who's your favorite Padre right now?
That's the question?
The question is, because we got to go quick here. So my favorite Padre right now? Who would you guess is my favorite Padre right now?
I don't know. You want to go quick. So now I'm kind of cataloging through every single player on the team.
I will just tell you.
Jake.
No.
Oh.
Jackson Merrill, baby.
Is it?
Jackson Merrill. I know he's not hitting the best on the team or whatever, but he, you know what people keep saying that I keep agreeing with more and more? He looks the part. He looks like he belongs as a major leaguer.
Okay.
And he's living the dream, and he seems like he's doing it, and he loves what's happening. He's soaking it all in.
So far, so good for Jackson. There's no question.
So far, so good. So
no
who's
question.
Your favorite Padre right now?
Today? I mean, I think overall it's Joe. And he's tied, I think, with Jake. I think those are my two favorite Padres in general. But right now, my favorite guy is Luis Campusano. Just hitting the ball on point right now.
Can't go wrong with him either.
Just hitting line drive rockets all over the field.
You can't go wrong with him either, I say that. You can't go wrong with him because he's the best hitter on the team right now.
At the moment. So he'd be my guy over Jake and Joe, who are kind of my favorite guys emeritus.
Emeritus.
Yes, they're always
good. Number four.
All right, so we just talked about the Tigers winning, so this question kind of goes out the window, but you'll figure it out. Okay. After the first doubleheader game of the day, the Mets lost 3-run lead and ultimately lost to the Tigers 6-3 in 11 innings earlier. With that loss, at the time, they were still looking for their first win, and at 0-5, they joined the Marlins at the time at 0-7 as the two teams that have not tallied their first win yet. On the other hand, the Detroit Tigers were, at the time, the only team to have not lost and sit at 5-0. They did lose, so they're now 5-1. But here's the question, Chris. What tells you more? A team that doesn't get a win for the first week or a team that doesn't lose in the first week?
What tells me more?
Yeah, what can you glean from
it's
going
to take
teams?
Me a while to figure out this question. What can I glean
should
from
I give
this?
Should I give you my answer? Maybe you'll
yeah, give me your answer because I'm not sure what you're after
I will
here.
Say that the team, what tells me more? A team that doesn't lose in the first week. Sorry, wrong way. Team that doesn't get a win for the first week tells me more because every team already has a win, Chris. If you're not pacing with the other teams, then what are you doing? And if you're not putting runs on the board, then what are you doing? And the Mets right now are that team because it just seems like they can't do anything right. And now that I'm kind of talking about it, I had a much better speech in my head when I wrote the question.
Yeah, it didn't
so
come out too
this
good.
Question is flawed, but go for it.
Yeah, your answer didn't come out too swell.
It didn't. As I started talking about it, I'm like, no, this is
and
not
And I don't really, it didn't help me. I'm going to say I was a little more impressed with the Tigers going 5-0.
There you go.
Than I was impressed with the Mets going 0-5.
There you go.
And I'll say what I always say. Every team in baseball will win 5 in a row this year, even the A's. If you recall, I think the A's last year had a 7 or 9 game win streak. So I mean,
before the Padres did.
Yeah, right. That's right. Remember, the Padres didn't get a 4 game win streak till way late in the season.
Maybe the last 2 weeks of the year.
Unbelievable. But almost everybody wins or loses 5 in a row. So I hate to give you the answer you hate, but it's too early for it to really tell me much of anything.
I will accept because the question was so bad. Yeah. No, I will accept because the question was bad. It made more sense when those teams hadn't lost yet.
Number three.
So, did you know the NFL has this thing called performance-based bonuses? Brock Purdy and several other players on the lower end of the NFL's pay scale love this. The NFL's performance-based pay program rewards players with lower salaries who get a lot of playing time. Purdy started 16 games for the Niners and played well enough to help them lead them to the NFC Championship and a Super Bowl appearance. The exact amount that Purdy got in this bonus was $739,795. The leader in the bonus program was Baltimore Ravens guard John Simpson. A 2020 fourth round pick. He got $970,613. He started all 17 games for the Ravens, played 99% of the team's offensive snaps. I'm up first. Should Brock Purdy have made more? Yeah, he led his team to the Super Bowl. I don't understand why the playoffs aren't involved in this. If you're a low paid, like a first contract guy, and you go to the Super Bowl, you should get more than $739,000, I think. Chris, what do you think?
Why are NFL players getting bonuses? They already make hundreds of millions
of
dollars.
It's to counterbalance the Brock Purdy's that are the Mr. Irrelevance who are getting... The 49ers are getting such a good deal on him that they're almost cheating.
Yeah. I think he probably should have made more money. What can I tell you? He was quite the value.
Yeah.
Last year for the 49ers, and he'll continue to be the value until it's time to pay up the kid.
I know.
And then when that happens, the 49ers will have to get rid of a lot of their other star players, so you better enjoy it while you can.
Chris, I'm already well aware of this, so don't worry. I
mean, the way that you have a great NFL team is to have a young quarterback that doesn't make any money that's good.
Yeah, yeah.
Because then you can go out and, you know, fortify the rest of your team.
You can, and Jed York, the owner of the 49ers, said it's a good problem for us to have. It's not going to be a good problem in a few years.
It's a great problem. By the way, the first Padre 4-game win streak last year was an 8-game win streak in mid-September. That's boggles the mind.
Boggles the mind.
That it took that long last year.
I mean, does John Simpson, who played 99% of the Ravens snaps, deserve $974,000? Yeah, he does.
I don't even know who he is.
I don't either, but he was the top of the list. Yeah. So.
Number two.
All right, in the Morgantown Regional Elimination Game in West Virginia. By the way, West Virginia was a visitor in this game, even though they're home. But West Virginia was up 10-7 over Texas A&M. Here's the situation. Bottom of the ninth, two outs, full count, down by three. Here it is.
Pace is low.
I said that, didn't I?
No, you didn't.
I'm going to go back.
Two out.
Dang it.
I didn't. 3-2 count.
3-2 count. Base is loaded.
Yeah, down right. by three.
Down by three. Here it is.
Now, here we go.
3-2 pitch. And a high drive. Deep to left. Back goes Lake at the fence. Pitts, and Texas A&M, miraculously, has come all the way back and beaten West Virginia 11-10.
That's all you really need to hear from the highlight. But
are you kidding me? The guy announced a walk-off grand slam and never said it was a grand slam?
Let's play that again. I didn't hear it.
He never said it was a grand slam. He never even said the ball left the park.
And a high drive, deep to left. Back goes Lake at the fence. And Texas A&M, miraculously, has come all the way back.
He didn't.
No.
That's not good.
Walk-off grand slam, you might want to mention that.
Maybe he was just too excited.
You might want to mention that. Talk about bearing the lead.
Yeah, that was, yeah, if I'm in the car, even with extra space on the other side, maybe he explained it. You still got to say, I can't believe he just hit a grand slam for the win.
Something
like that.
Something.
So the question is, is there any better way to end a game than a walk-off grand slam?
Like any baseball game?
Yeah, baseball.
Or any game?
Baseball.
That's about as hanging out with your friends in the backyard with a wiffle ball as it can get.
I saw it described as that earlier.
Well, I mean, what else? I mean, that's always the situation, right? Hey, lay one in here, man. There's two outs, bases loaded, bottom of the ninth. We're down by three.
Yeah.
You know.
Wait, car!
Yeah,
car.
Right. Hang on, car's got to go by. Okay, right, what's the situation again? Yeah, grand slam, walk-off grand slam, down by three? That's pretty good. I think that's about it. It's better than a walk-off balk.
Yes, that's not very fun to watch. Walk-off balk.
I'm going to have to say that's
I can't
that's
say good. That word. I hate that word.
Yeah.
I would say, yes, a grand walk-off grand slam is pretty nice, especially when you came back from all the way down like Texas A&M did. But what about, like, securing the World Series? Getting that final out as a closer? Striking out someone? I think that would be pretty fun. I think that would be
securing the World Series on a dribbler to first base.
No, that's better than
a walk-off grand slam.
No, because that's not as exciting for me.
For you?
For me. A dribbler, not exciting.
Number one.
All right, I know that we say don't drink at games or don't drink to excess at games, and I'm still going to hold that opinion, but here is a tweet that I saw earlier, and it's called the 999 Challenge, Chris. 9 beers, 9 dogs, 9 innings. You have to want it, this person says. You can't walk into the stadium thinking it's going to be a breeze. It will be tough, but those who want it, get it. You have to be strong and fight mentally. This is the 999 Challenge.
And what ballpark can you do this in?
I didn't see where this was.
I don't believe there's any ballpark you can do this in because they don't have beer sales after the 6th or 7th inning, do they?
But you can go by 2 and drink one in the 7th or drink one in the 8th or whatever.
I got to tell you.
Here's the question.
Oh.
Would you have been able to accomplish this bad boy back in the day?
For about a 1.5 year period of my sophomore to junior year, probably so.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say on that.
Absolutely, I could have.
But it goes without saying that this is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
And we should not be promoting such behavior.
And I said that before. I said, do not drink the 9 beers because you're going to get out of control. But I won the beer Olympics back in college.
I'm pretty sure I would have tried this.
I would have tried it, too.
Back
the
in the
nine
day.
The beers don't even affect me. It's the 9 dogs that I think.
I'd have no problem with that. I think the hardest thing would be the 9 innings. I got to sit there for 9 innings.
That is true. By the end of the 9 innings, you're not going to be able to walk out of there.
Darn right.
All right.
Stay tuned. Our weekly roundtable is coming up next. You'll hear from me. You'll hear from Tony. You'll hear from Ben. You'll hear from Craig. You'll hear from Annie. Talking nothing but commercial-free Padre baseball from 5 to 6. Then Scraby's Chronicles follow that. 97.3, The Fan. Number one in San Diego.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
What are you laughing about over there?
I just realized a couple of things. First of all, I have this really weird habit when I'm watching a baseball game. If a pitcher burns a fastball right down the middle for a strike, sometimes I make the call.
I saw this out of the
corner of my
eye.
So I went like this and made the call, and then I realized everybody on the YouTube can see me, and they're wondering, what in the world are you doing? Second thing is, I just moved the Ben Higgins picture out from obscurity.
Oh, it's right behind
you
now.
And I realize on the stream how silly it looks.
No, people love
Ben
so
staring
much
at me
that they would love to have Ben in the background. At least they don't have to see the other picture.
Wait,
that's off camera.
Hang on, there he is. Right,
you're
here.
Tapping him on the head.
I'm tapping him on the head. Hello, Ben.
Hello, Ben. All right. By the way, you're not the only one who does it with the umpire thing.
Oh, yeah?
I even go a step further.
What do you do? Yell it out?
I go, hey!
Okay. Well, I didn't do that.
You didn't, but we all do it, Chris.
I did it the other night on the couch. My wife was like, what are you doing?
Just being like, I'm just calling the game. Call
right
the game.
It's right down the pipe. Got to swing away.
I love it.
Hey!
Yeah. Number five.
I tried to do the John Tompain the other day, and it broke my back. So.
Oh, John Tompain, my favorite umpire in baseball.
The Reaper.
Worked the game yesterday.
Padres
never lose when he's back behind home plate. You mark my words.
All right. Number five. Did I already play that?
Number five.
Simple question. I'm up first. Who's your favorite Padre right now?
That's the question?
The question is, because we got to go quick here. So my favorite Padre right now? Who would you guess is my favorite Padre right now?
I don't know. You want to go quick, so now I'm kind of cataloging through every single player on the team.
I will just tell you.
Jake.
No.
Oh.
Jackson Merrill, baby.
Is it?
Jackson Merrill. I know he's not hitting the best on the team or whatever, but he, you know what people keep saying that I keep agreeing with more and more? He looks the part. He looks like he belongs as a major leaguer.
Okay.
And he's living the dream, and he seems like he's doing it, and he loves what's happening. He's soaking it all in.
So far, so good for Jackson. There's no question.
So far, so good. So
no
who's
question.
Your favorite Padre right now?
Today? I mean, I think overall it's Joe. And he's tied, I think, with Jake. I think those are my two favorite Padres in general. But right now, my favorite guy is Luis Campusano. Just hitting the ball on point right now.
Can't go wrong with him either.
Just hitting line drive rockets all over the field.
You can't go wrong with him either, I say that. You can't go wrong with him because he's the best hitter on the team right now.
At the moment. So he'd be my guy over Jake and Joe, who are kind of my favorite guys, emeritus.
Emeritus.
Yes, they're always
good. Number four.
All right, so we just talked about the Tigers winning, so this question kind of goes out the window, but you'll figure it out. Okay. After the first doubleheader game of the day, the Mets lost 3-run lead and ultimately lost to the Tigers 6-3 in 11 innings earlier. With that loss, at the time, they were still looking for their first win, and at 0-5, they joined the Marlins at the time at 0-7 as the two teams that have not tallied their first win yet. On the other hand, the Detroit Tigers were, at the time, the only team to have not lost and sit at 5-0. They did lose, so they're now 5-1. But here's the question, Chris. What tells you more? A team that doesn't get a win for the first week or a team that doesn't lose in the first week?
What tells me more?
Yeah, what can you glean from
this? It's
going
to take
teams?
Me a while to figure out this question. What can I glean
should
from
I give
this?
You, should I give you my answer? Maybe you'll
yeah, give me your answer because I'm not sure what you're after.
I will
here.
Say that the team, what tells me more? A team that doesn't lose in the first week. Sorry, wrong way. Team that doesn't get a win for the first week tells me more because every team already has a win, Chris. If you're not pacing with the other teams, then what are you doing? And if you're not putting runs on the board, then what are you doing? And the Mets right now are that team because it just seems like they can't do anything right. And now that I'm kind of talking about it, I had a much better speech in my head when I wrote the question.
Yeah, it didn't come out too
this
good.
Question is flawed, but go for it.
Yeah, your answer didn't come out too swell.
It didn't. As I started talking about it, I'm like, no, this is
and
not
And I don't really, it didn't help me. I'm going to say I was a little more impressed with the Tigers going 5-0.
There you go.
Than I was impressed with the Mets going 0-5.
There you go.
And I'll say what I always say. Every team in baseball will win 5 in a row this year, even the A's. If you recall, I think the A's last year had a 7 or 9 game win streak. So I mean,
before the Padres did.
Yeah, right. Wait, that's right. Remember, the Padres didn't get a 4-game win streak till way late in the
season.
Maybe
the last 2 weeks of the year.
Unbelievable. But almost everybody wins or loses 5 in a row. So I hate to give you the answer you hate, but it's too early for it to really tell me much of anything.
I will accept because the question was so bad. Yeah. No, I will accept because the question was bad. It made more sense when those teams hadn't lost yet.
Number three.
So, did you know the NFL has this thing called performance-based bonuses? Brock Purdy and several other players on the lower end of the NFL's pay scale love this. The NFL's performance-based pay program rewards players with lower salaries who get a lot of playing time. Purdy started 16 games for the Niners and played well enough to help them lead them to the NFC Championship and a Super Bowl appearance. The exact amount that Purdy got in this bonus was $739,795. The leader in the bonus program was Baltimore Ravens guard John Simpson. A 2020 fourth round pick. He got $970,613. He started all 17 games for the Ravens, played 99% of the team's offensive snaps. I'm up first. Should Brock Purdy have made more? Yeah, he led his team to the Super Bowl. I don't understand why the playoffs aren't involved in this. If you're a low paid, like a first contract guy, and you go to the Super Bowl, you should get more than $739,000, I think. Chris, what do you think?
Why are NFL players getting bonuses? They already make hundreds of millions
it's
of dollars.
It's to counterbalance the Brock Purdy's that are the Mr. Irrelevance who are getting... The 49ers are getting such a good deal on him that they're almost cheating.
Yeah. I think he probably should have made more money. What can I tell you? He was quite the value.
Yeah.
Last year for the 49ers, and he'll continue to be the value until it's time to pay up the kid.
I know.
And then when that happens, the 49ers will have to get rid of a lot of their other star players, so you better enjoy it while you can.
Chris, I'm already well aware of this, so don't worry. I
mean, the way that you have a great NFL team is to have a young quarterback that doesn't make any money that's good.
Yeah, yeah.
Because then you can go out and, you know, fortify the rest of your team.
You can, and Jed York, the owner of the 49ers, said it's a good problem for us to have. It's not going to be a good problem in a few years.
It's a great problem. By the way, the first Padre 4-game win streak last year was an 8-game win streak in mid-September. That's boggles the mind.
Boggles the mind.
That it took that long last year.
I mean, does John Simpson, who played 99% of the Ravens snaps, deserve $974,000? Yeah, he does.
I don't even know who he is.
I don't either, but he was the top of the list. Yeah. So.
Number two.
All right, in the Morgantown regional elimination game in West Virginia, by the way, West Virginia was a visitor in this game, even though they're home, but West Virginia was up 10-7 over Texas A&M. Here's the situation. Bottom of the ninth, two outs, full count, down by three. Here it is.
Pace is low.
I said that, didn't I?
No, you didn't.
I'm going to go back.
Two out.
Dang it.
I didn't. 3-2 count.
3-2 count. Bases loaded.
Yeah, down right. by three.
Down by three. Here it is.
Now, here we go.
3-2 pitch. And a high drive. Deep to left. Back goes Lake at the fence. And Texas A&M miraculously has come all the way back and beaten West Virginia. 11.
That's all you really need to hear from the highlight. But
are you kidding me? The guy announced a walk-off grand slam and never said it was a grand slam?
Let's play that again. I didn't hear it.
He never said it was a grand slam. He never even said the ball left the park.
And a high drive. Deep to left. Back goes Lake at the fence. And Texas A&M miraculously has come all the way back.
He didn't.
No.
That's not good.
Walk-off grand slam, you might want to mention that.
Maybe he was just too excited.
You might want to mention that. Talk about burying the lead.
Yeah, that was... Yeah, if I'm in the car, even with extra space on the other side, maybe he explained it, you still got to say, I can't believe he just hit a grand slam for the win.
Something
like that.
Something.
So the question is, Chris, is there any better way to end a game than a walk-off grand slam?
Like any baseball game?
Yeah, baseball.
Or any game?
Baseball.
That's about as hanging out with your friends in the backyard with a wiffle ball as it can get.
I saw it described as that earlier.
Well, I mean, what else? I mean, that's always the situation, right? Hey, lay one in here, man. There's two outs, bases loaded, bottom of the ninth. We're down by three.
Yeah.
You know.
Wait, car!
Yeah,
car.
Right. Hang on, car's got to go by. Okay, right, what's the situation again? Yeah, grand slam, walk-off grand slam, down by three? That's pretty good. I think that's about it. It's better than a walk-off balk.
Yes, that's not very fun to watch. A walk-off balk.
I'm going to have to say that's
I can't
that's
say good. That word. I hate that word.
Yeah.
I would say, yes, a grand walk-off grand slam is pretty nice, especially when you came back from all the way down like Texas A&M did. But what about, like, securing the World Series? Getting that final out as a closer? Striking out someone? I think that would be pretty fun. I think that would be
securing
pretty
the World Series on a dribbler to first base.
No, see,
is
that's
better
not, no.
than a walk-off grand slam.
No, because that's not as exciting for me.
For you?
For me. A dribbler, not exciting.
Number one.
All right, I know that we say don't drink at games or don't drink to excess at games, and I'm still going to hold that opinion. But here is a tweet that I saw earlier, and it's called the 999 Challenge, Chris. 9 beers, 9 dogs, 9 innings. You have to want it, this person says. You can't walk into the stadium thinking it's going to be a breeze. It will be tough, but those who want it, get it. You have to be strong and fight mentally. This is the 999 Challenge.
And what ballpark can you do this in?
I didn't see where this was.
I don't believe there's any ballpark you can do this in because they don't have beer sales after the 6th or 7th inning, do they?
But you can go buy 2 and drink one in the 7th or drink one in the 8th or whatever.
I got to tell you.
Here's the question.
Oh.
What would you have been able to accomplish this bad boy back in the day?
For about a 1.5 year period of my sophomore to junior year, probably so.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say on that.
Absolutely, I could have.
But it goes without saying that this is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
And we should not be promoting such behavior.
And I said that before. I said, do not drink the 9 beers because you're going to get out of control. But I won the beer Olympics back in college.
I'm pretty sure I would have tried this.
I would have tried it, too.
Back
the
in the
nine
day.
The beers don't even affect me. It's the 9 dogs that I think.
I'd have no problem with that. I think the hardest thing would be the 9 innings. I got to sit there for 9 innings.
That is true. By the end of the 9 innings, you're not going to be able to walk out of there.
Darn right.
All right.
Stay tuned. Our weekly roundtable is coming up next. You'll hear from me. You'll hear from Tony. You'll hear from Ben. You'll hear from Craig. You'll hear from Annie. Talking nothing but commercial-free Padre baseball from 5 to 6. Then Scraby's Chronicles follow that. 97.3, The Fan. Number one in San Diego.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.